Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Pop Off Podcast. Joining us this week we have Ray, and we talk about her new single Natalie Doane, Tracy Beaker's return to the dumping grounds, Love Island pregnancies, and somehow we get onto the topic of Peppa Pig. Don't ask any questions, you're just going to have to keep on listening to find out. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Ray. How are you doing today?
Hello darling, I am doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, yeah. Taking each day as it comes at this point.
Yeah, hun.
The issue is for me at this point is that I'm still not feeling like it's summer and we're in August. So I'm now scared that I'm going to have about a year and a half of winter in my mind.
I hear you. September is like a sneeze away. Like, it's actually mad.
It is terrifying me because when I get to September, I'm like, oh, okay, end of the year. And the fact that September is less than 31 days away... Let's not talk about it for too long, otherwise it'll stress me out. Big congrats on your new single, Natalie Doane. Literally obsessed with it.
Thank you.
I have one question. I mean, obviously here we're going to keep secrets, you know, confidentiality and all that jazz. But does said Natalie, I mean, surely she knows about the song by now.
Do you know what? This is the maddest thing. Like, Natalie doesn't know that she's Natalie.
Because I've
a different name.
Okay, so you think she has any suspicion? It's like Cluedo or something. Bloody hell. Okay.
Do you know what? I use the name Natalie because it sings so well. Mm. It just rolls off the tongue, you know?
Yeah, it does have a nice Natalie. Woo! Is that one of those words that goes from like the back of your mouth to the front? Like Natalie.
Natalie, yeah. Did you do like vocal warm-ups or something in your life?
I know. I mean, I did get a C in English A-level, so maybe it's that coming through. Anyway, coming to save 2020 is our childhood queen, Danny Harmer. She announced this week that she is returning to the role of Tracy Beaker on CBBC. 2020 has been a pretty bad year, but I feel like if there is one person who can save 2020, it's Tracy Beaker.
That would be mind-blowing.
Well, she said that she's going to return to the role as a single mother to a 12-year-old daughter, which I think is quite a cute little storyline.
Yeah, that's iconic. I think all of us need that nostalgia, you know? Mm. Tracy Beaker just was, I remember that, Justine Elaine Payne. Oh, I loved it.
That show had a banging theme tune. When it was like, I can make
dreams
come true. All my dreams will see me through.
That was like 90s banger, the theme tune.
Literally, I feel like... Okay, let's not upstage me. I gave it my best rendition. I feel like that song could 100% come on a club. I don't think anyone would bat an eyelid.
Yeah, I feel you. I really feel that.
It is such a good song. I was obsessed with Tracy Beaker, Jacqueline Wilson, all of that stuff. Do you know what I was thinking the other day, though? I said this the other day on a YouTube video. Jacqueline Wilson actually wrote about some really dark topics. There was one which was called, like, Dumpster Baby or something, about, like, a child which was just left in, like, a bin. And I was like, I was 8 years old reading this book. I was like, I'm not quite sure.
She was having us woke from early. Yeah. That is hilarious.
Jackie Wilson was preparing us for the real world at the young
she
age
was.
Of seven.
She was just trying to...
She was getting us ready for life's hardships. But oh. I miss old CBBC. Were you a CBBC, Disney Channel, Nickelodeon type of girl?
You know what? I was a CBBC and Nickelodeon girl. I love SpongeBob.
I can still probably put on an episode of SpongeBob and enjoy the whole 15 minutes.
Babe, like, I was watching a SpongeBob marathon, like, literally a week ago. It makes me so happy. Are you ready, kids?
And I feel like also there's so many jokes in it now that you, like, wouldn't understand as a kid. Like, it's almost like they purposely put in jokes for adults.
Yeah. They're really good at doing that child adult thing in SpongeBob. Do you know what I mean? Peppa Pig also has the sauce, though, I'm not going to lie. Do you know, there was one time she just hung up on Susie Sheep because Susie Sheep could whistle. Savage.
The girl who voiced Peppa Pig, I remember one time she went on This Morning and she revealed how much money she made for voicing Peppa Pig. It was something ridiculous. It was like she was close to a millionaire by the age of 18.
Don't lie.
Because she was saying something like, the voice that she does, like, hardly anyone else can do it the same way, so it's hard to replace her if she ever did quit, so they had to keep raising the fee. Like, she was working for that money. She was like, well, if I leave, then good luck finding another Peppa, sweetheart. I don't even know what it sounds like other than the oink.
Yeah. Anyway, let's stop. Sorry.
But very excited to see Tracy back. I wonder what she's going to dress like.
That's going to be really interesting. I wonder if she's going to, like, keep, if you're going to see that she was Tracy Beaker, like, in her role. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or she's going to play, like, a whole other character.
I feel like they've got to keep Tracy to her roots, you know, the stroppy kind of gal. I think a lot of my personality was based off of Tracy.
I'm done.
Very
and
Tracy
young Tracy Beaker, like, before her hair was long, like, when it was short and, like, curly. Oh my god, she was so
cute. But I do feel like, where is Justine Littlewood now?
I was thinking this. Where is she?
I wonder what she's doing. And I wonder if, like, she still looks similar enough where she gets stopped in the streets 20 years later being like, are you Justine Littlewood?
Yeah. I'd be so interested. Oh my god, let's find her Insta.
Yeah. Hashtag find Justine Littlewood. Get up on Twitter. We need to find her, make sure she's okay.
Yeah, oh my god.
Also coming to save 2020, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B took to Instagram this week to announce their new upcoming collaboration, their new single called WAP. I'm not quite sure. WAP. I feel like it's maybe a WAP. I feel like WAP
like
might be an O.
WAP.
Of course, with the American accent, it makes it so much cooler. Like, Americans, it's like WAP, and then when we say it, we're like WAP. Sounds so much uglier.
Like, even the difference between how we say water. When I say water, they're like water, but they're like water. Can I get some water?
It's such an American thing. But anyway, Megan and Cardi coming to save 2020. Well, it'll already be out by the time this podcast goes up. I am so excited for this. I feel like it's the summer song that we need. I'm expecting up tempo. I'm expecting being able to dance to it easily. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the album cover?
They're back to back with the pink.
Yeah.
And they've got their tongues out.
It's beautiful.
It
I'm obsessed with it.
Very fire. Very fire. Also, I really respect Megan Thee Stallion. She's just out here, like, collaborating with just the best in the game.
Literally.
And just, like, women. Like, I'm here for this girl power.
Yeah, because she's done Beyonce, she's done Nicki, she's now doing Cardi. I'm just waiting for Rihanna. Once she stops playing with the mascara, I'm ready for the Megan and Rihanna.
I'm done.
I'm so excited. But Twitter had a lot to say. Because obviously Nicki and Cardi have their beef and Megan just collabed with Nicki and now she's collabing with Cardi. But I mean, I know Nicki and Cardi do actually have real beef, but I just find it so annoying how, like, everybody who listens to their music just instantly puts them together because it's sort of the first time two females have been at the top of a male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
It's like, can the two of them not just succeed peacefully together? Like,
Yeah, I think it is really kind of like sad that it has to be beef, because it would just be so powerful if it was an alliance, you know?
Yeah. Could you imagine if just like in a year's time, just out of nowhere, they just drop the album cover, Nicki and Cardi being like, coming this Friday.
No way. It would go off. It would go off.
Internet.
That would go triple platinum, and I already know it. Films of brushing them teeth, it would still go triple platinum.
Oh yeah, literally, God. Even just the selfie.
Let's petition for that. We've got two hashtags trending.
Two hashtags going.
Where's Justine? And
Oh, maybe we can hope for in a year's time, Nicki and Cardi featuring Justine Littlewood.
Oh my goodness. That actually, Trey, taking full credit for all of that.
Do you know what? Tracy Beaker's mum was a superstar, wasn't she? She was like some famous singer, so why don't we get Tracy Beaker's mum on the track?
No way.
But very excited for this song. Feel like it's what we need right now.
Yeah.
Even just the WAP, like that just, the name is such a promising name.
Yeah, it's like, and it like, you wouldn't call something WAP if it was going to be too serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be light-hearted. It's going to be big and bouncy, I think.
And when it comes to Megan never misses. I can't think of a bad Megan track, so...
Yeah, she's hard.
I am upset. She is just, like, I'm so admiring. Like, I ain't even in the industry, but the way she's come up in the past year, like, she is so on her game. I literally am obsessed with her. Very excited. Also coming this week... Listen, if there is one thing which I feel like I can give to this world and give back in, it is recommending the show to people. Selling Sunset season 3 is coming out this week. Have you watched the show?
Yes!
It is a spiritual awakening, that show.
Wait, season 3 is coming out this week?
This week, yeah.
How did they get it together so quick?
Well, I think they sort of recorded season 2 and 3 at the same time and then split it into 2.
Hey, I heard some mad spoilers, but I'm not going to say them.
Well, there was a trailer at the end of season 2 and it saw that. So I feel like, I mean, if you want to avoid the spoilers, maybe skip on about a couple minutes through the podcast. But Chrishell gets a divorce.
Yes.
I saw that and the drama
Oh my God.
Who's your favourite on the show?
I like, Chrishell's the main girl in it with the like dodgy highlights, but I really like her.
Yeah.
Come on, we can't lie. Like, we need to get some hairdressers. We get that keratin treatment on there. Did you know what? The girl who's always starting all the drama,
Christine.
She is fabulous. Like, why are you turning up every day? Like, professionally braided hair, like, stomped like 10-inch heels. I respect the consistency and the consistency of drama that she provides.
It's very the way she turns up to her office job, like 9-to-5 office job, in like full hair and makeup glam team every day.
On the floor.
It's just the level of extra.
But it
really
makes me laugh. Like, it just makes me really laugh.
Oh, I feel like so many people dislike her, but that show would be so boring without her. It would just not be the same show. And she has her wedding this season, Christine.
Oh, no.
And...
Wait, can we please, wait. Can we just discuss the last episode of season 2?
Oh.
I just need to question her husband choice.
Oh, the young guy.
Oh.
I think he's called Romaine, maybe?
Romaine.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Everybody kind of hated on them, but I kind of see it. I can see it working.
But you know, I'm rooting for it. And
yeah.
Like, what do I know? Like, I know what the cameras have decided to show me. But like, yeah, I was questioning it in the beginning, I'm not going to lie.
When he came in season 1, I was like, this is never going to last. And then there he was, episode 1, season 2. I was like, all right, I'll wait then. But I will never forget the fact that on her actual wedding day, she showed someone around the property that she was having her wedding in.
Bless her. That's work ethic, honey.
Yeah, but then I also did see on Twitter it was her third wedding. So, like, it's just another day to her probably at this point if it's the third one. Very excited. Season 3. I already know it's going to be good. And Christine...
When's that one coming out? I need that in my life.
7th of August. So if my mathematical skills are correct, Friday as well.
Amazing.
So it's going to
be a big day.
Friday's going to be a big day. I would buy... She needs to drop a self-help book, Christine.
She's
I'd bloody be reading it.
She's a rare breed. Very entertaining to watch.
She was made for TV, that girl. She wasn't made for real estate.
Oh, 100%. 100%. What movie is she selling? I'm sorry.
Although I do feel like she could probably sell property quite well. I just don't... Do you know what? I'm just actually really confused as to whether they actually work there or not. Is it all... Surely they're not 9 to 5 when the show's not rolling, actually selling houses.
They seem like they are. Mm. Especially, what's the, like, Mary? It's Mary, right?
Oh, yeah. Mary's the one who... Yeah, Mary.
Yeah, like, she's been working there for a while. Do you know what I mean? It feels like she... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
But it has made me realise that a one-bedroom flat in Southeast London is not my calling in life. Like, God put me on this place with a purpose to live in one of those couple million pound LA mansions. And I need to find out a way. I need to start manifesting or something, because I...
manifest it. Speak it out. It will happen.
Every week on the Pop-Up Podcast, we have a trending list where it is basically everything that has been on our radar in the past week in the celeb and pop culture world. And at the top of this week's trending list is none other than Taylor Swift. She broke the record this week, debuting at number one in the Billboard charts. Wow. For both the single charts and the album charts. She debuted at number one.
Crazy.
All 16 tracks of her new album landed in the top 100, with 3 in the top 10, and she was... has the most Hot 100 entries of any female artists now, and 4th overall after this week. She is just incredible.
Wow, that's crazy stats. And the album was so out of the blue as well.
Imagine dropping an album literally like a couple hours before and still breaking all these records.
Nuts.
Powerful. I haven't even listened to the album yet because I'm not really a folk kind of gal. I'm not. But...
Is it folky?
I think so,
I mean, it is called folklore. Yeah. So we
do
hope.
But we had this conversation on the podcast last week. She is definitely the type of person now where she could just drop whatever and it's still going to do well.
Yeah, for sure. She hit that mark a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, once you hit that like certain level of like success, you're just almost guaranteed a top spot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Very exciting. Well, I'm saying very exciting for her, but... Not that she's ever going to... We're so proud of you, Taylor, if you're listening.
You don't know.
Out of the blue. Second on the trending list this week is Love Island Season 4 winner Danny Dyer has announced that she is pregnant with her boyfriend, who, if I am not mistaken, was her boyfriend before she went on Love Island.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was with this boy... Went on Love Island and then, like, a few years later, rekindled her romance and is now having a baby, which is just...
I like these statistics. Mm. Yeah, this is promising. Yeah. I really like that.
It's given off... It's given me, like, right person, wrong time, and they found each other again.
Yeah, I love that. Like, I think we're all rooting for that love. I think we all have that love in our lives. We're like, I love you, it's just not the right time. Find me in 10 years.
I feel like that is almost like a movie plot. Do you know what I mean? She's like a young girl in the city trying to find her name. And then she's like, finds the big lights in reality TV. And then she comes back to her childhood sweetheart. That sounds like a movie.
Yeah, that's really cute.
But yeah, very excited for her.
Childhood Sweetheart by Danny Dyer.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Babies are always fun news. Even though I'm not a kid person, I'm always excited when people are announced they're pregnant because, you know, that's a child.
Why are you not a kid person?
I don't know. There's just something about them that's just...
Well, like babies or children.
Just the whole genre under the age of 13. Just that genre. It's just something about... Like, I don't think this is the correct word to use, but they give me the ick.
Okay, I understand.
I could maybe deal with about half an hour with a newborn who's not quite speaking yet. Oh, but it's just... As soon as they start getting the words, then they start getting gobby, then they start shouting stuff at you. And because kids have no filters as well. If you ever want your self-confidence to be ruined, hang out with a child for a few days because they'll start pointing out things in you that you've never noticed.
Oh, no.
They have no filter.
Brothers and sisters, I feel like you've been...
No, well, I have a little brother, but he's 18 now, so not quite same. Yeah, there's something about them. Maybe I'll grow into liking children, but...
Can't keep them all happy. You can't love everything in life.
Adele dropped a new selfie on Instagram this week, showing support towards Beyonce. Another Instagram from Adele. Another Instagram where she looks amazing, but Adele, sweetheart, we need the music at this point. I feel like an Adele, this is the perfect time for an Adele breakup album. You know, we're coming out just about of quarantine. We can cry to the Adele breakup album and start a fresh leaf. I just love Adele.
I think we're going to get some madness from her as well. I think it's going to be wild.
I would love for her to just come out of this sort of hiatus with like a random upbeat track.
Oh my gosh, like not a ballad.
Yeah, do you know how sick that would be if all of us, everyone's expecting her big breakup album and then she just drops something and it's like her maybe featuring a London rapper. It would be so cute.
A big fun tune or something. That would be amazing. Imagine if she came back like Jamiroquai or some sort of like 90s. Wow.
But she's just...
I actually think you're really onto something there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if she came out like and did something musically amazing but that no one expected, she could just shock the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Gosh, Adele should have it as part of her bloody promo team.
Yeah, we need to get in touch with her team.
This is just... evidence here, right now. If Adele does come out with that, I will be contacting her people for royalties.
I'm dead.
But Adele, please give us some new music. We're begging at this point. And at the bottom of this week's trending list was some stupid segment, which was on, I think, this morning, where three women named Karen came on. Have you seen it? Complained about being called Karen. And, okay, there's a lot to unfold in this whole situation, but I can almost get where they're coming from, but it's just the way that they're like using things.
They're going about it like Karens, inverted commas.
Going on morning television and complaining about being called Karen is the most Karen thing to do.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you wanna, I get it. It must suck. Like, if everyone was using Ray or Rachel as a term for, like, you know, that.
Yeah.
Person, that kind of person, I would be like, oh, that sucks. Yeah. I wouldn't be petitioning to get onto BBC to fight for my rights for my name back. Like, get a grip.
It's like, sweetheart, just open your eyes and have a look at what's going on in the world. I think there's bigger issues going on.
Like, how deluded, selfish, ridiculous. That airtime should be used to talk about something more important than your hurt feelings over your name. That's so wild.
But shout out to all the Karens who are out there who aren't living up to the name.
Shout out.
You're doing justice to the world.
To all the Karens.
And please, I just feel like we need, like, when it comes to stuff like that, people just need to stop giving it attention. And also, it's like, the Karen thing has been going on maybe for about 3 months now. And even then, it's all it is. As much as I can understand how it might not be nice to someone, it is just a little bit of, like, name-calling, teasing kind of thing. Like, that's just a taste of what some people have been through for, like...
Have you seen the Instagram page, Karens Go Wild?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I need to find this.
It is wild. It's basically... so it does suck if your name is Karen and you're a good person, which most Karens probably are.
Yeah.
Definitely are. I don't know. But it's like a page where you just see... they call them Karens or Kevins.
Oh, like, okay.
Yeah, in America, people who kind of are just, like, giving... black people a hard time for being black, basically just racist. But when you watch the way that this Instagram page do it, they like call out the people, they like get it all on camera, and it just kind of like, it's just wild to see that people are still just so racist in places in the world, and that their just mindsets just cannot be changed. But it's important to like...
oh my God, yeah. Pages like that are 100% so important because it brings... yeah. If, like, for example, that page wasn't there, there's so many videos, cases and stuff like that which probably would have just gone unnoticed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah. If you are a Karen, try and be a little less Karen. On the podcast, we finish the show with a poll. Previously on the episode, we discussed about Megan's new track, which is dropping this week with Cardi, another big collab. And she has already had two big collabs which have come out over the past year. So this week's poll is, which Megan collab did you prefer? Was it Hot Girl Summer featuring Nicki Minaj or the Savage Remix with Beyonce? For me, I think the Savage Remix might just take it, but I'm a very much a big fan of the both.
I love both. I'm Savage though. Whenever I hear that.
When it announced that Beyonce was coming on the remix, I was like, okay, I'm not quite sure what direction this is going, but I'm here for it. And then it came out and I was like, I didn't know how much I needed this in my life.
So bad.
It's just a song that you're never going to get old of. But let us know which collaboration you would prefer over on the Instagram at Pop Off Podcast, and we'll see the results next week. Ray, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And if you haven't already, I'm sure you already have, but make sure you get adding Natalie Don't to your playlist. Stream it on Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming services which are available.
Oh my god, we talked about Peppa Pig and Karen's. What a versatile conversation.
What else would you want for your Monday morning listen? Thank you so much for listening to the episode. As always, if you enjoyed it, make sure you subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Global Player, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. If you enjoyed the episode, please feel free to leave us a rating, and I'll see you next Monday for another episode. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.